from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Have you thought about retiring and then the Bills will win a Super Bowl? Because that's kind of a thing that's going around. If you retire, the team you were last on wins.
Sometimes you got to make a sacrifice. Yeah. You can answer. But no.
If that's what it took, I would do it.
Oh, wow. That's huge for the Bills.
If I could, can I?
Yeah, guarantee it. Because that's what Blake did. He guaranteed it.
Yeah,
I would do it.
I did that. It's an old trick of the trade.
I sacrificed myself to the pit. Oh, Josh Allen referred to the new stadium as the pit.
New nickname alert. Confirmed.
That gives it credibility.
Confirmed. That stokes the flames.
They called it the locker room, the pit. How about that?
I think the stadium's got to be the pit.
Well,
that's where the hole is.
I guess, but the locker rooms are like below the stadium, so you're like actually in it.
Uh-huh. Allen there, that's on Pardon My Take. They're at the Lake Tahoe Celebrity Golf Tournament. Allen's already going viral with funny videos. He's like trolling the Sacramento TV station, something. I don't know. He's goofball having fun. Not to be a cynic, but okay, fine. I'll play the role for a moment. I'll be the cynic. He gets asked there, what's the exact question he gets asked?
Would you retire right now if it would guarantee the Bills a Super Bowl next year?
Okay. I won't be all the way cynical and say, well, he's not being genuine. Maybe he might actually be genuine. He can't say the other thing.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
It's the only answer he can give. If he wouldn't say yes, he couldn't say it. He knows that. He knows Bills fans are watching. He knows Bills fans are going to find the clip. He can't say no, I wouldn't do that. No one needs to hear that though. We don't need the cynical end of that. I want to get to MVP, but real quick, Jeremy Fowler from ESPN. We talked about this early in the week that he's been doing this series. Every position, he has NFL player personnel people voting on who are the top 10 players at each position in the NFL. And so far, like Allen, actually, I don't think they did quarterback yet, but we know Allen's going to be in the top 10, right? And we think probably Milano will be in the top 10, right, for linebackers still? Or will they ding him because of injury?
I would think so.
Okay. The only reason they wouldn't is if they're like, there's an injury element that they've been taking for. Right, I don't think so. Ed Oliver was like others receiving votes. James Cook was honorable mention for running backs. There's no way a receiver is going to be in there. Could Dawkins make it?
Mm-hmm.
Is he there? Top 10 tackle? Is he getting that type of reputation?
He's not. He's definitely an honorable mention.
I agree with that. Defensively, other than Milano,
Ed Oliver?
Rousseau's not getting top 10 edge, right? He doesn't have the sacks.
Yeah.
He's good, but you need more than five sacks
Rasul
to get that.
Douglas?
Type of, Douglas might deserve it, and I wonder if he'll be like an honorable mention guy. Dalton Kincaid, today's tight ends, and Fowler just dropped this a couple minutes ago. Dalton Kincaid is in the top 10. We forgot about him for this. Eighth best tight end in football. Too soon for that? To feel appropriate? We like that the NFL personnel are like, no, we can project this guy. Like the rookie season he just had, like, no, he's going to be awesome.
There's not that many good tight ends.
Well, you want to hear the tight ends below and above him?
Yeah.
Below him, maybe a little bit to your point about how many good tight ends there are. The next name after him is Evan Ingram. Okay. Who, by the way, just had a historic season catching passes for tight ends. Number 10 is Dalton Schultz.
Okay.
Honorable mentions, Jake Ferguson, Trey McBride. That's an interesting one because he broke out last year, and he is the second tight end going off the board in fantasy leagues.
Yeah, he is. He's going crazy high.
Yeah. Pat Freiermuth, Cole Kmet, Kyle Pitts are the other honorable mentions.
Okay.
Above Dalton Kincaid, Dallas Goedert.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
David Njoku.
Okay.
TJ Hockenson.
Yep.
Sam Laporta. Mark Andrews, Travis Kelce, George Kittle.
Is George Kittle number one?
Sorry, I did that backwards for some reason, only at 1 and 2. Kittle's number 2.
Okay.
Okay, but this is maybe interesting. Fowler has the highest ranking and the lowest ranking of each player personnel guy. And there were a couple player personnel people that had Kincaid outside the top 10. There was one player personnel person that had Kincaid as the second best tight end in football. How possible is it that 1 year from today, he is considered like the second best tight end in football? If he has the year that we think he might, which is leading, let me say it this way.
He's tight end one in fantasy.
Right around there. He leads the Bills in receiving in a Josh Allen offense. Isn't he considered like one of the three best tight ends in football?
Yeah.
In most circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
Like 1 year from now, he really, really might be in that category. Right now, he's eighth. Anyways, where I wanted to get to on MVP. So MVP odds have been out for a little bit. I saw an update yesterday on this. And no surprise, Patrick Mahomes is the favorite. Or is that a surprise? Not a surprise, right?
No, not a surprise.
You know why it shouldn't be? He's been the favorite every single year since his first year in the league. 2019, 2020, 21, 22, 23, and now 24. 6 years in a row, Mahomes has been the preseason favorite. Here's some instant trivia for you. What the last time Patrick Mahomes was not the preseason favorite to win MVP, what former Bill had better MVP odds than him? So this is 2018.
Okay.
He's going into his first year as a starter.
Yeah.
But he hadn't played yet, really, that one game. So his MVP odds going into that year were 55-1. He won it.
Whose odds were better?
What former Bills odds were better than Mahomes the last time he wasn't the preseason favorite?
Former Bills odds.
Former Bill.
Wasn't on... Okay, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Nope. Not the worst guess.
Offense or defense?
You tell me.
I was going to say, is it give it away?
Think about MVP, though.
Yeah, that's true.
J.J. Watt had 20 sacks and 5 touchdowns 1 year. And did not win MVP. Yeah. When that happened, the league declared that forever defensive players will never win MVP again.
2018.
The last time Mahomes was not the preseason MVP favorite. By the way, one of those years, I think 21, he was the co-favorite with Rodgers. But he's been the favorite preseason every year since his first year as a starter. And there was I was looking at the odds. I'm like, man, how long has it been? There's one former Bill that's higher than him. While you think of who this could be, like, this is how long it's been since Mahomes wasn't the favorite. Rodgers was the favorite the last time. There's Brady. Number 3, Carson Wentz. Drew Brees after that. Garoppolo. Cam Newton. Matt Ryan. Andrew Luck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Andrew Luck.
Wow.
Todd Gurley. David Johnson. I almost just accidentally said
LeSean McCoy.
McCoy just behind. That's a good guess. I think he was still in the Bills, too. Yeah, he still was in the Bills. What's going on there? How is LeSean McCoy 70-1 in 2018 to win MVP? I guess he was like seventh among running backs, so maybe that makes sense.
Former Bill.
Jameis Winston, by the way, had better odds than Mahomes that year. 50-1. Eli had better odds. Old man Eli was 50-1. Mahomes was 55-1. What former Bill?
Stevie Johnson's not right.
No. You're on the wrong position.
It's not Tyrod, is it?
It's not Tyrod. Tyrod was a little bit lower. He was like 150-1. Yeah, he's a lot lower. No, it wasn't him.
Is quarterback still the wrong position?
No, quarterback's right. Former Bills quarterback had better MVP odds than Patrick Mahomes the last time Mahomes was not the favorite to win MVP in the preseason.
Mm-hmm. How isn't it, Fitzy?
Mm-hmm. It's not Fitz. This player that year had 3,800 yards, 18 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, which obviously was not worthy of MVP consideration. But these were his preseason odds before that year.
Who even was good enough to still be playing football? Wasn't EJ Manuel?
I think he was coming off a big contract. He had just been given a big contract. You're in the wrong era of Bills football, by the way.
Ah, okay. I got to reel it way back.
Yeah, sorry. I could have worded this better. He has been on the Bills since this. So he was better odds than Mahomes. And then
Mitch Trubisky?
Since then, he's been on the Bills.
Mitch Trubisky?
Trubisky's a little bit lower. Not far behind Mahomes, though.
Derek Anderson?
Nope.
It's not
Kyle Allen. You're getting warmer. It's not Kyle Allen. He threw 7 passes for the Bills.
Case Keenum.
Case Keenum is the answer. The last time Patrick Mahomes was How not long did it the take preseason me to get to Case Keenum? Favorite. Case Keenum had better odds than he did. 50-1.
I forgot he played for the Bills.
That year was his Denver year, by the way. He got a big contract, remember, off Minnesota, and it was like a 1-year flame out, kind of. He went 6-10.
I don't remember him being in Denver at all.
You don't remember that? Keenum, who ended up on the Bills for a year as the backup, and is still in Houston.
Is that how bad things have gone for Denver? Peyton Manning?
Oh, yeah.
Was this post-Brock Osweiler?
Osweiler was the first guy they tried, wasn't it? After, then they this did... was in the middle of John Elway having no idea what he was doing as as Broncos general manager.
Yeah, that lasted quite a bit.
Yeah, Elway gave Case Keenum off Minnesota. I guess it was only 2 years, but it was 2 years, $36 million, $25 million fully guaranteed, which at the time was, you know, we're talking 6 years ago. $18 million a year was pretty good quarterback money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how long it's been. Real quick on MVP. So the real point I wanted to get to on this, Mahomes is the favorite again. Allen's second. No surprise, right?
As is tradition.
I heard Mike Schoh point this out the other day on Schoh and the Bulldog. No player, no quarterback has won MVP not being the one seed since Matt Ryan. In fact, Matt Ryan is the only example in the last 11 years of being the MVP and not being the one seed.
It's the best player on the best team, regardless of
statistics. Or having like the worst, you know, like you've got to have the great regular season. You've got to be this is how Lamar won it last year. Lamar's numbers did not win him MVP. They were good. They were very good. What won him MVP was he was the quarterback on the best team.
Yeah.
In the regular season.
Yeah, it's not the most valuable player is not what it used to be.
So how does it set up for Allen? Do the Bills have to win like 13 games for him to win MVP, or can they win the AFC East and be like the four seed, but no Diggs, and Allen's going to get more credit because of that,
yeah.
Right? It kind of sets up well for him in that way, but can they not be like the best team in the AFC and Allen win the MVP?
Probably not. Would be my guess.
You think they've probably got to win like 12, 13 games?
Yeah.
I don't know how likely that is.
Do you think if he throws less interceptions, the conversation will be different about him? Do you think he would have won if he had six less interceptions last year?
Yes. Yes, I do. With the numbers
then
he had...
It's a super flawed system if that's the case.
It definitely is. He would have then had 29 touchdowns. Well, actually, can I count rushing? He had 15 rushing touchdowns last year. He would have had 44 touchdowns and 12 picks, including rushing, with all the yards.
You think he wins MVP?
Without the turnovers,
happens.
I think he would have won MVP.
Yeah.
I think he was six interceptions away, which is not nothing. It's a lot of picks. But, yeah, he was the turnovers away from winning the MVP.
I think that's terrible then. I think it's not an award that I take seriously if that's the case.
Bills fans want him to win it, though.
Yeah.
You want that. You want it for him.
You want the recognition.
He talks like he doesn't want it, but I don't fully believe him. 803-0550 is the phone number. 9 o'clock coming up, Sam Monson. I'll ask him about MVP coming up this year. So we'll get to a bunch of around the league stuff. Brandon Ayuk, what's going on there? Sam Monson coming up at 9. We'll talk some fantasy at 9:30. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.